This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Saturday, September 11th. God's word to you today is the charge. Our scripture reading is taken from 1 Peter 2, verse 16, and it says, "For you are free, yet you are God's slaves. So don't use your freedom as an excuse to do evil." John 8, verse 33 says, "But we are descendants of Abraham," they said. "We have never been slaves to anyone. What do you mean you will be set free?" Never been slaves? Really? What about the 430 years in Egypt? If it had been for 10 years, then they could have forgotten after some generations. But these people were slaves for 430 years in Egypt. Also, the way the nation of Israel was set up is, God made sure that they will never forget that they were slaves. God set up feasts like the Passover, where the parents were commanded to tell the children about their times as slaves in Egypt, and how Jehovah set them free. But these same people are telling Jesus they had never been slaves. Not only were they slaves for 430 years. At this point in their history, they were occupied by Romans. Caesar was controlling the entire region with his governors like Pilate, Herod, and the likes in power. But they claimed they had never been slaves. Jesus obviously knew their history, and so he ignored their claims and went for the jugular. Just like he did with the crowd that came with the stones, he said, "Let he who is without sin cast the first stone." John 8, verse 34 says, Jesus replied, "I tell you the truth, everyone who sins is a slave to sin." In other words, let's not even talk about Egypt or the Roman occupation. You are slaves to sin. The question is, why do people struggle to accept the truth, even when it is glaring, like in this case? John 8, verse 35 says, "A slave is not a permanent member of the family, but a son is part of the family forever." A son is part of the family for how long? A week? A few weeks? Or for as long as he does not make mistakes? No, forever. John 8, verses 36 and 46 says, "So, if the son sets you free, you are truly free. Which of you can truthfully accuse me of sin? And since I'm telling you the truth, why don't you believe me?" Sin is something to which all are in slavery until Christ sets us free to become his slave. Our freedom is actually in our slavery to Jesus Christ. Galatians 1 verse 10 says, "Obviously, I'm not trying to win the approval of people, but of God. If people pleasing were my goal, I would not be Christ's servant." Paul is saying here that he is Christ's servant and the servant tries to please his master. In other words, if you are people-pleasing, then it is questionable if Jesus is your master. Please read John chapter 8, verses 37 to 41. John 8, verse 42 says, "Jesus told them, 'If God were your father, you would love me, because I have come to you from God. I'm not here on my own, but he sent me.'" This is important. Nobody prophesying by the Spirit of God can call Jesus accursed. That is what the Bible says. How can you say you love God or say that God is your father and you hate his children? How can you say you love Jesus but you cannot fellowship in church because you cannot stand Christians? You call Christians hypocrites, so you fellowship in your home by yourself. It is strange to have people that claim to love God but cannot stand God's children. That theology is upside down. Let us pray. Jesus, you are my master. I lay my life before you in service. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.